My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a story is told about a teacher who opened the Bible and turned to the Sermon on the Mount and read it to his class. It says from Matthew chapter 15, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Then the teacher closed the Bible, sat on the edge of his desk, and said to the students, "Wouldn't it be great if we could weed out the church? Wouldn't it be great if we could remove from it all half-hearted Christians? Think of the impact the church would have on the world if it had only committed people to it." My dear brothers and sisters, this raises a question. Would it help everyone, even half-hearted Christians? Would it shake people up and make them more committed? Would it help the church become what Jesus called it to be, the salt of the earth and the light of the world? Today's parable of the weeds and the wheat may shed some light on these questions. Let us take a closer look at it. The weeds referred to by Jesus was a curse to Palestinian farmers. Ancient writers describe it as a king fool's wheat, fool. In the early stages of its growth, it looked very similar to real wheat. And this was one of the reasons that the owner told his workers to wait until the harvest time. They might pull up some real wheat, thinking it was fool's wheat. As it is right here, and it is right here that the parable sheds light on the question about weeding out half-hearted Christians from the church. Just as the workers might mistake real wheat for fool's wheat, so might mistake committed Christians for half-hearted Christians. Even more tragically, my dear brothers and sisters, we might condemn someone who seemed to be a half-hearted Christian, but had the potential to become a committed Christian. The point is this: judgment is not ours to pass. Judgment should be passed only at the end of a person's life by God, not in the middle of it by people. That's such an important point. Let me repeat it. Judgment should be passed only at the end of a person's life by God, not in the middle of it by people. St. Paul stresses this point in his first letter to the Corinthians. In chapter 4, he says, "Do not make any judgment before the appointed time, until the Lord comes, for he will bring the light what is hidden in darkness, and will manifest the motives of our hearts." Years ago, a magazine carried a moving story. It concerned a retired lay missionary and his wife. They spent their final days on a tiny farm outside the town. The couple worked hard growing vegetables and chickens, and they couldn't eat all they grew, so they sold their surplus to the townspeople. After a while, the townspeople began to gossip about how miserable the retired missionary and his wife were. They weigh every vegetable and they count every egg twice, said one townsman. They wouldn't give you an extra potato or an extra egg to save themselves. I wonder what kind of missionaries they were. Eventually, the missionary's wife died. Only then did the truth come out. Every cent the couple earned from selling their vegetables and eggs went to the two elderly widows who depend on them for their sole support. And this brings us back to the point St. Paul makes in his letter to the citizens of Corinth. It is the same point Jesus makes in his parable. He says, do not make any judgment before the appointed time until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, we must be content to live in a world and a church where saints and sinners live side by side. A church full of saints might be a nice church, but it would not be Christ's church. Someone said, I quote, the church is not a gallery for the exhibition of eminent Christians, but a school for the education of imperfect ones. Another writer puts it, the Christian church is a society of sinners. It is the only society in the world in which membership is based on the single qualification that the candidate be unworthy of membership. The Christian church is a society of sinners. It is the only society in the world in which membership is based on the single qualification that the candidate be unworthy of membership. Let me close with a prayer. Lord, help us realize that the church is not a showcase for saints, but a shelter for sinners. Prevent us from passing judgment on anyone, especially members of our own family and members of our town church. Help us take to heart Jesus' words when he says, stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. The measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. We ask this, all this, in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen.